So in a move that probably surprised no one, the former Treasurer, Peter Costello, has been appointed as the new chairman of the Future Fund. This is a fund, of course, he created himself as Treasurer in 2006. The idea was independently going to manage budget surplus funds. It does, of course, still have budget surplus funds from the surpluses that we've had in previous years. It was announced today by the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, of course. This is the other story surrounding the government today, the story surrounding SPC and particularly Sharman Stone's attack on her bosses has been the other major story. And I'm joined now by the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, to discuss these. Thank you very much for being there.
Always good to be here.
I'll come to the Future Fund in a moment, but I should get your response to what Sharman Stone has been saying. It's quite extraordinary when a Member of Parliament labels her boss, no less than the Prime Minister, and then the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, by saying that they've been lying.
Well, Sharman Stone is a passionate advocate for her community. I obviously disagree with her on her statements today. The Prime Minister, the Treasurer and others who have spoken on behalf of the government about the decision we made in relation to SPC at Mona presented the facts, and suffice to say I don't agree with Sharman in relation to this, but obviously, you know, we respect the fact that she is a passionate advocate for her constituency.
When you say they presented the facts, isn't the whole point that they didn't, that they completely misrepresented the facts, which has prompted SPC Ardmona to come out today and lay the facts specifically on the table that were incorrectly stated?
Well, I completely reject that. We don't accept that. Essentially, what was before us was a request from an individual business for a grant from the taxpayer. It's a business that is wholly owned by Coca-Cola Amatil, which has a very strong balance sheet, a $9 billion market capitalization, more than $200 million in profits in the first 6 months of this financial year. They've got all of the cash reserves to make the whole investment into the restructure they say is necessary to take their business forward. In the circumstances, in particular at a time when the Commonwealth faces significant budget challenges, we don't have the balance sheet or the cash reserves to make that sort of grant. The decision we made was entirely appropriate, and we had all of the information in front of us, including, incidentally, representations from Sharman Stone as a local member when we made the decision, and we made the decision that we consider to be the right decision in the circumstances.
Well, there's the decision that you made, but then there's the reason that you've announced publicly, and particularly looking at the EBA itself and saying that there are particular items in there that make this excessively and overgenerous, which it seems is simply not true. The idea that they can cash in sick leave, for instance, SPC Ardmona have now been forced to come out in public and say that's not true. That was removed from the EBA in 2012.
We did have before us the current EBA of SPC Ardmona, and incidentally, both SPC and Coca-Cola at various times told us that one of their challenges moving forward was to continue to improve productivity, including and in particular by improving workplace relations arrangements in the company. I'm not going to get into a tit for tat argument in the weeds through the media with SPC at Mona.
Well, I'd say you've already started it, though, isn't that the problem? You started by saying there were certain things in the EBA that weren't actually there, and none of us could verify that because we weren't privy to the EBA, and now SPC have come out and said, no, these are not facts. They are simply wrong. And if that's the basis of the decision, and it was the primary basis that was put before us, what are we meant to make of that?
Well, the primary basis for the decision that was put before you was that Coca-Cola Amatil, as the owner of SPC at Mona, has got the balance sheet and the cash reserves to fund the restructure of the business that they think is necessary. Obviously, part of our consideration was the current workplace relations arrangements in that company, which the company itself tells us are not to the standard that they would like to see in the future. Now, the EBA can be reviewed by everyone. People can go and have a look at it, and we stand by the assertions that we've made. They were entirely accurate.
Now all that we have really is your assertion that they think that the EBA could be improved. They're not saying that at the moment. They've said that they've been assessing work practices for many months. They've already made significant improvements in productivity. This is in their statement today. What I'm getting at is that it sounds like, and this is what Sharman Stone's argument is, it sounds like the government has laid the blame squarely on the workers and then on the company for negotiating a bad EBA and saying it's overgenerous when it isn't. And when the factors that they say actually lead to this part of their business being unprofitable are things that you could control that have nothing to do with the workers, such as better controls on the way that foreign fruit is imported into Australia. And the thing that they are asking you to do, apart from give them money, is deal with the dumping of cheap imported fruit and vegetable products on the Australian market, I'm quoting here, from countries which do not have anything like the stringent safety, labour and environmental standards that we do. And it's particularly looking at China and the EU. Now, this is something I've heard nothing from the government about. While I have been hearing about things that aren't true, like sick leave that can be cashed out and generous wet allowances where there's been zero paid in that category in 2013.
Well, with all due respect, you're mixing up all sorts of issues. I mean, in relation to allegations of anti-dumping, these are independent processes that where these sorts of claims are properly assessed. And as soon as these processes have come to a conclusion, there will be the relevant announcements in relation to that. That was not the issue that was before us last week. The only issue that was before us last week related to the request of an individual business for the government to make an ad hoc grant from the taxpayer to that business to help them with a commercial investment. And the company that made the request fundamentally has got the balance sheet and the cash reserves to look after their own needs, when the Commonwealth, after 6 years of bad mismanagement by the previous Labor government, does not have the balance sheet to provide that sort of support.
We'll see. I suspect they might.
Well, we would have to borrow the money in order to provide
the
Coca-Cola Amatil, who has got the strong balance sheet it needs to make their own decisions.
I understand that point. They'll make their decision. We'll see what it is, and we'll see what the consequences of it ultimately are. I want to talk about the Future Fund, though. The appointment of Peter Costello, as I said, would have surprised nobody. It was a recommendation from a while ago that the previous government didn't act on, so no surprise that you did act on it. So the appointment's not controversial. The situation of the fund is interesting, though. The Future Fund Chief Investment Officer, David Neal, was warning that high returns that have been enjoyed from assets like US equities might not be sustainable indefinitely. Do you have any concerns about that and what the future of the Future Fund holds, if I may put it that way?
Well, the Future Fund has been given a mandate by the government, and the Future Fund independently fulfills that mandate and makes the judgments as required in order to fulfil that mandate. I'm not going to second-guess the specific investment decisions that are made by the Future Fund at any one point in time. That's what they're there to do.
I think it's more a comment on the terrain that they're in, though, and the fact that the returns they've been getting just aren't sustainable because of the general environment.
Well, it is a truism that returns vary over time. I mean, they're going to be. I mean, and obviously, investments are made over the long term, and there's going to be variation from year to year, and that's just a fact of life. Obviously, over the long term, though, the government has very clearly stated its expectations of the Future Fund, and there's a mandate in place which the Future Fund is expected to fulfill. And we're very confident that under the strong and effective leadership of Peter Costello, the Future Fund will continue to perform strongly in the years ahead.
Matthias Cormann, always a joy to speak to you. Always enjoy our robust exchanges. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Same on my end. Good to talk to you.
I'm glad the feeling is mutual. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann speaking to us there on RN Drive. Your reflections are always welcome. 0418 226 576. Find us on Twitter at RN Drive.